You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
As they try to clean up still in Houston and New Orleans, they're comparing this past weekend's flood to Katrina. And the pictures from that place, we were just there, I guess, back in May, and just to see the French Quarter and many of those spots, they had so much water. And you wonder if somebody down there is paying attention. Because if they ever had that kind of, that just ruined that town before. And this flooding was unbelievable. But they had relentless rain for 2 days, and they're just not, I guess, prepared to handle it. Houston wasn't. And three people that run their Department of Water Works are out. And so they showed them a little bit too late, but he's got to hope that somebody's paying attention. In the sports world, in advance of Ask Lawyer Bill, your questions, mail at drakeinthemorning.com and the phone calls too. We'll get to them a little bit. The commercial appeal this morning, front page news. I don't know this is a front page story, not on the sports page. It's no secret that the Tiger basketball program is not in a good way. These things usually go in cycles. There are some universities that will never not be in the picture. Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, the same schools over and over again, Michigan State, UCLA, there's a bunch of them who will always be in the college basketball picture. The Tigers' attendance has gone to its lowest mark since 1981 as far as advance season ticket sales, advance attitudes, a 35-year low. They averaged last year, and you can see it on the games on television, just over 9,000 fans. That's not good. And for the forthcoming year, it doesn't look much better. It's been beaten to death here on radio locally, but it's no secret, even to the casual observer, that there's something wrong, and they have analyzed what's wrong, and it seems to be at the top with Tubby Smith, who is a veteran, successful coach, I suppose, in this game. He had some great success at Kentucky, but I think his lack of recruiting interest and prowess finally got him out of there. Then it was Wisconsin, Texas Tech, a number of schools. He doesn't seem to have the energy or interest in recruiting. And the recruiting of the kids around here has been, in part, the key to this program's success. He did not understand that when he took this job. He just signed his contract yesterday. I don't know the guy. He seems like a very nice man, very laid back, and that may be the problem. The leader of any organization, whether it be a basketball team or a company of any kind, his attitude and his energy is what trickles down into the employees or the players, and they kind of act accordingly. Tubby is not a very fired up, inspirational kind of a dude. Maybe that's part of the problem. They have lost a bunch of players, the Lawson boys and God knows who else, and the future is not very bright. So this has gone south quickly. Back in 2013, Tiger Games averaged 16,000 people and ranked 10th in America in average attendance. This year they fell to 46th nationally, and that ain't good. Any changes this year? It seems unlikely that unless this team does something magical and that Tubby has some great formula or a big change in attitude, that this is just not going to go well. And or maybe he turns this into gold. Who knows? Maybe it's all next year. They're trying, I suspect, but many people wonder about this hire. But everybody, hindsight is 2020. Everybody's an expert after the fact. So maybe we'll see them turn this around this year. We hope so. A couple of other things I pulled off here in the sports world. As discussed before, the PGA Championship tees off today, the golf season's fourth and final major at the Quail Hollow Club in Charlotte. And we'll see who can play and who's, I guess, Jordan Spieth could complete his career grand slam. And Ernie Els and Phil will be playing in their 100th major tournament. I'll tell you, it's on TNT from noon to 6 our time, or stream the event online if you are a golf person. This story may or may not strike a nerve with parents out there. I still drive around this time of year and see little teeny kids wearing helmets, wearing pads that are all too big for them, playing football. And with all the talk about CTE, brain damage, death, suicide, the recent survey that found 110 of 111 of all these players surveyed, 110 of them had some form of brain concussion evidence or brain damage. That's a chronic trauma thing for your brain. This doctor who did that study, he's a neuropathologist and expert in the effects of concussions, says that letting your little kids play football is a definition of child abuse, and says there is no way to make this any safer. Now, I don't know if he's being dramatic here. It seems to me like he's kind of on the money. If you watch that movie Concussion with Will Smith playing the doctor who began this research, the NFL tried to quash that film, but boy, it is sure a wake-up call. And he just says, under 18, these little kids' brains are not developing. And if they are out there getting their head knocked off playing football when they're 7, this is a problem. There is a 100% risk exposure to a little boy's brain if he gets his head, knocked around. So you might reconsider that your young son is not going to end up someday being Peyton Manning. The chances are limited. Many parents are letting their kids play soccer, basketball, lacrosse, you name it, but football is not going to do it. There are some people who will ignore this entirely, and that's their kid, and it's their decision. We'll see what becomes of that, but you've been told, and the NFL is still, they've got more lawsuits than they can get to. They've already paid out millions and will pay out more before this is done. But that warning for little kids under 18, that means high school kids. High school football is a gigantic business. Ask anybody in Texas. It's huge. And in the South, and it's just a big deal. They're not going to cancel it. But the warnings from doctors, that should hold some water, but maybe nobody cares. Down at Ole Miss, they have enough problems. Houston Nutt's lawsuit against Ole Miss has been dismissed. He was citing breach of contract, breach of good faith, fair dealing. They ruined his career, blah, bitty, blah, bitty, blah. And so he was asking for $500,000. He walked off with some payments from there and Arkansas. Was he mistreated? I don't know. He didn't coach very well. I know that. And Hugh Freeze got entangled in this. And so things at Ole Miss are, let's say they're in a rebuilding stage. Everybody is tired of hearing about this. They got to play this year. They'll play their best, and they will regroup as time goes on. But you just can't keep pointing fingers and blaming people. But Houston Nutt is out of it. His lawsuit is gone. And Hugh Freeze is somewhere, I suppose, reading his Bible and trying to not be a man whore. Good luck, sir. Other things in the news, I don't know. There was a game last night, NFL, Texans, and Panthers. There are 7 more games tonight. I have not checked who they are. They will likely be on NFL networks, or I'll check the newspaper and see if you care. They're on tonight. This is the first full week of exhibition NFL football. So that's going on. The rest of this stuff. Out in L.A., the Rams and Chargers, now both L.A. teams. They are practicing, I suppose, in the L.A. Coliseum while the new place is built for somebody. This whole thing is so confusing, who knows. But somebody was, they had a joint practice and a fight broke out and somebody got hurt. That's good. So let's wait till the games to start fighting, boys. That's happening. The buildup for the Mayweather-McGregor fight continues. Hype, 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 hype. Spend money, spend money. watch it on pay-per-view and pee away $100. Or it might be fun. I can't quite decide yet. Baseball, the races in the, well, in some, you know, some spots, as mentioned here every day, they're already done. In some, they're not. The National League Central, as usual, is one of the most fun ones to watch. The Cardinals and the Brewers, now a game and a half, I believe, each behind the Cubs. And that's the one that will go down to the wire. Rockies won last night over the Indians. Indians and Royals are in kind of a fight for that division in the American League. Texas won, as did Seattle, the Angels. Cubs lost again to the Giants. The Red Sox win. The Nationals won. Yankees win. Detroit, the Reds. Phillies, White Sox, Minnesota. The Cardinals beat the Royals. And the Dodgers win. So the Cardinals are waking up. The Brewers are waking up. The Cubs have been on a roll, but it kind of quieted down. So now we have under 50 games left to play to see who's in the playoffs. The wild card now becomes part of the picture, and we'll watch that for you too and mention those things if you haven't got time to find it in the paper. Although it's on your phone, it's on your it's everywhere. So if you care, you can find it. The email address here for various commentaries on things in the world is mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Yes, it is. We got the email from Robert titled, "I'll Be Me." It says, "With the passing of Glenn Campbell to the fight against Alzheimer's disease is again in the spotlight. My mom's in the beginning stage of this disease, so it hits close to home. Last night, I watched Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me. It chronicled his life after the diagnosis."
That's what it was. It was really hard to watch.
"The documentary is a must-see for every one of your listeners affected by this awful disease, and Mr. Campbell was courageous beyond belief for documenting this for the world to see."
Yes, he was, and that's... It was really hard to watch, and I tried to, but he was not at all morose or sad. He was just kind of silly. Like he knew he was a little bit off, and they had this prompter for him to read, and I guess pretty much every word that he was to say, plus the words to the songs that he sang for all those years. But it was really kind of hard to watch him struggle. But that's why everybody has embraced him and the way he, you know, went through this. He just put himself out there as vulnerable as he was and as heartbreaking as it was to watch. Maybe it gives somebody hope just to keep going at least and not curl up in the corner and die. But it's really rough. I have friends with parents going through this, and the stories you hear, it's sad. But maybe this is an encouragement of some kind. But Glenn, I suppose 6 years or so he went from the diagnosis to till he passed. So we feel for all of you out there. Believe me, it's not anything we want to deal with, but it's part of the game.
This one from Paul said, "Sadly, in 2017, Stanley Kubrick's 1964 film, Doctor Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, is more prophetic now than ever."
Ain't that the truth?
"What's especially troubling is how world geopolitics has digressed into a really bad reality show."
Yep. Yeah, everybody's, there's not much more to say about it, I suppose. Actions speak louder than words. If North Korea is stupid enough to do this, but they're really being pushed by some other people, like, you know, our country, if this happens, this is the can of worms that opens up an international disaster. And now we sit back and watch and hope that cooler heads and diplomacy prevail, as they have for many, many years. But you get somebody as volatile as Trump, and as volatile as what's-his-nuts, he got a mess.
This one from Brad said, "I checked this and rechecked it, and it was on NPR. It seems legit. It's a link to a story in USA Today about this device that they're testing. Right now it's on mice that is applied to the skin and starts injecting genetic code into skin cells, turning them into other types of cells required for treating disease conditions. And it's there's a lot more to it than that, but it's one of those things that we don't ever hear about, or we hear about it once and it goes away.
There was a story about this on NBC News and in one of my news services. What's today? Thursday?
Yeah.
Monday or Tuesday, there was a story that was a pretty in-depth look at depression. Depression has been, it's at an all-time high in this country based upon a number of components. Sometimes it's in your family. Sometimes if you eat badly, it isn't about just being sad. I mean, it is a mental condition and it's not any fun. It's in my family. It's in many families. There are more people now than ever on antidepressants. And the story was about this middle-aged lady, I guess. She had tried every medication known to man. They had dosed her with half a dose or a big dose. Nothing worked, and she was about to end her life. She just couldn't function. She had no hope, didn't see any point in any of this, and that runs through all of our minds, I think, sometimes. But those that act on it, you've made your point. The point of this thing was is that they used her as a guinea pig, kind of, and they extracted DNA from her in some form and created a medication that worked for her based upon her makeup in her brain and her entire being. They used what they extracted from her to make medication that fixed her and changed her life. So that may be what he's referring to, and that likely is possible for other things, but for depression, they have tried this and are doing it every day, and this may at some point be how they make people feel better and feel more functional. Who knows? If it works, go for it.
That's right. Carol wrote in about new music and said, I like to hear new music, and not too long ago I came across a band called Greta Van Fleet. Huh. If you've never heard of them, I hope you look them up and like them. Maybe if you could play some. The first song I heard was called Highway Tune. Another good one is Black Smoke Rises. They only have about a half dozen songs, but I think they're all good. And I wish them success because I want to hear some more. Anyway, hope you like them too.
You liked what? Black Smoke Rising, you say?
Black Smoke Rises is the another good one she says.
And what was the first one she liked?
Highway Tune is the one she said that she first heard.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
And this one, Patty wrote in saying, my cousin's got an app on her phone called WT Forecast, and you have a setting on there that you can put on profane, and it gives things like this. And she sent the screenshot of this forecast from White Salmon, Washington. It says, the jackass sun is shining again, and it's effing hot.
Well,
along with the temperature
right.
And clear skies. So,
well,
quite frank, and well, if it's going to be effing hot, you might as well get a gag about it.
Sure.
And if you've got anything else you want to share with us, or if you have a thing for Lawyer Bill, a question for him, go ahead and send that in. mail@drakeinthemorning.com is the email address.
Thank you all for sharing your life with us. We appreciate that. And as Wes just said, the emails for Bill, get them in now. I'm going to unhook these phones here in a minute, and you can get in line to chat with Mr. Jones and get some legal direction. The Blue Apron Company out there making meals for you. They send them to you to your house in a box. You go online to their site and choose the meals are your preferences in meat and chicken and fish and various other choices, and they put together meals for you. They come to your house every week. It's very affordable. The variety is good, too. It's easy to put together. They include the ingredients and directions. And after a long day, you come in, and there's meals for two, meals for four, and you can choose what you want online. It's a very easy thing to do, and it's affordable and incredibly convenient. Check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals for free with free shipping by doing this, blueapron.com/Drake. You'll like how it tastes. It's really good stuff. Quality food. It comes in ice packs, and it is all fresh. It's easy. Again, blueapron.com/Drake. It's a better way to cook, and your family will enjoy the chow. All right, Miss Ma'am, let's check out your taste in music. Here is Greta Van Fleet. It's called Highway Tune.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.